We're just going to continue with the halachot. This is obviously a vilchot teshuvah. It says over here that a person should pray in the Bet Knesset, which they have a chevra tova, which they have a good environment. Especially if a person's a bal tshuvah, yesh lo lakpid al makom tefillah, a person should be very makpid on where he's praying. She'en sham chaverim me'avar, that you're not going to have any friends from the past, halolim nesochech imo Bet Knesset, that they're going to start speaking to you, right, in the Bet Knesset, ulafriya lo b'shat tefillah, and they're going to bother you. So he brings down here in the Sefer Divrei Shalom, in the name of the Rashash, and he says there's a klal gadol, a very big general rule to do with praying in a Bet Knesset. He says, kishkanim la'adam monim et adam ilechaver minitpalel. He says, if you're going to sit in a place in the Bet Knesset where you're going to have that they're going to bother you, that you cannot pray properly, so then it says, oy la rasha v'oy la shkeno. Woe to the wicked one and woe to his neighbor, which means at the end of the day, we're all coming to the Bet Knesset for one purpose. And that purpose is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what we have to do is we have to actually choose our seats wisely. But if you already know that you're going to go to the nosebleed section, right, in a stadium, so you know what type of people are going to be there, because again, it's the where you're sitting. So too, the same halakha would apply in a Bet Knesset, that you should be very, very careful where you're going to choose your seat in the Bet Knesset, in order to know that you're not going to be talking, you're not going to have people that are talking around you, in order that it's going to actually bother the actual conduct of the actual tefillah. Now, why is this so important also? Because the Shut Pri Yetz Chaim comes and it says, Shemi shemekomo Bet Knesset yadar nashim shenu muganim. If it's going to be that you're going to be in the Bet Knesset and your seat is beside people which are not actually proper, and because of that you actually speak mundane things also in the Bet Knesset, but you don't want to do that, you have a heter to pray by yourself, right? He says, why? He says, mishum shetfilah betzibur hi hechsher mitzvah. Says tefillah betzibur, praying with the tzibur, is a hechsher mitzvah, is in order to start the mitzvah, as if to say, in order to facilitate the mitzvah. Vehechsher mitzvah nidchem mipnei tzorech kzat. He says, here, if it's going to be that the entire purpose is to connect to Hashem, and here you're going to be in the Bet Knesset, and the people around you, as if to say they're talking, so then in such a case, if they're stopping you from connecting from Hashem, so then you have a heter, you have a permission from praying by yourself. Why do you pray by yourself? If the people around you, they're talking and they don't really care, so then it's a big problem. So that's why I think it's very, very important that every single one of us, we have to make sure that where we're choosing our seats in the Bet Knesset, right, you have to be careful. Some people, they like to talk. That's why we have a kiddush. The kiddush is meant in order to come and to, as if to say, to socialize and in order to talk. So therefore, you don't have to talk in the middle of tefillah. You're going to have the entire time during the kiddush to do that. But it's v'nahafochu, right? Once you're allowed to talk during the kiddush, all of a sudden, we become ilemim, right? We don't have anything what to talk about. It's like, it's boring. So therefore, either we leave or we just stand around, but there's nothing what to talk about. But during the tefillah, now there's a big yetzerah. Now all of a sudden we have everything what to talk about. There's 20 million things of what to talk about. So therefore it's very, very important, right, that we actually have this in mind. Besides this fact, since it's already written, the entire concept of having a chevrat tova, which means the entire environment surrounding us in the Bet Knesset, so therefore I will say that there is a person here and he knows who he is, that he comes into the Bet Knesset and he comes and he says shalom, he comes and he says hello to every single person in the Bet Knesset. So now, obviously, if we're going to be late, that's not a good thing to do, because then you're bothering the other people in the middle of their tefillah. However, though, if for example we're on time or we're early, and even if we're as if to say that we're not going to bother people, right, because whether it's we're waiting for hodu, we're waiting for minyan or whatever it is actually a very beautiful concept to come and to say hello to everybody. Why? Because the concept of actually greeting people is actually bringing the shalom, is bringing the peace within the place, and that actually is going to bring that we're going to have our tefillot accepted. Why are we going to have our tefillot accepted? We know at the beginning of Shachrit, there's a Yiratzon, right? And it says there, right before you're going to start Shachrit, and it says, Hareni mekabel alai mitzvat, ve'avta l'racha kamocha, v'hareni ohev kol echad mimnei Yisrael kinafshi u'modi. This is brought down on the Patach Eliyahu on page 19, which means before even praying, we're going to accept upon ourselves this mitzvah of loving every single Jew, and ve'avta l'racha kamocha. So therefore, just like we've spoken in the past, people would like that they would come, and you would actually, as if to say, greet them, because you pay attention to them, and you make them feel important, the same exact halacha would apply, that when you come into the Beit Knesset, if you want to pray, and you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to your tefillah, we should love each other. We should have this beautiful harmony in the Beit Knesset, in order that when we're going to pray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will actually accept our tefillot. So therefore, it's very, very important for us that every single time we come into the Beit Knesset, number one, first, we actually greet everybody which is surrounding us. So that's going to be halacha number one. We should greet everyone when we're coming into the Beit Knesset, when we're leaving the Beit Knesset. We should have this harmony between every single one of us. And number two also, make sure that where our seats is the designated, not a no smoking area, because obviously you're not allowed to smoke here, but it's a no talking area. No talking area means that at the end of the day, there's nothing, there's no whatsoever talking in this area. Why? Because we want to connect not with each other during the tefillah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To say hello, that's okay, no problem. But however, to start doing conversations or start speaking about whether, you know, what the rabbi said, what the rabbi didn't say, how he said it, who he said it to, what did he say, what didn't he say, and to start going all around, that in itself, you could do that during the Kiddush, I don't mind, right? It's going to happen anyway, right? But at least it should be done during the Kiddush, but it should not be done during the Tefillah, because during the Tefillah, at the end of the day, it's supposed to be Kodesh LaHashem, that it should not be talking whatsoever, so that way we could truly connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Thank you.